the Parliament has just passed approval of a law which will see a common charger for mobile devices introduced in the EU towards the end of 2024. Can you tell me what difference will that make, that common charger now?
What the common charger now will mean is that you'll have one charging cable for all your devices, for your phone, your laptop, your iPad, your camera, all portable electronic devices. You'll have one charger. It's there to make it more convenient for consumers, absolutely, to reduce the amount of electronic waste that we have, because there's so much waste every year that these excessive chargers and cables produce. And also now we're in an era where we're conscious that we have limited natural resources, so all these cables and connections do have put a strain on our resources, so we need to reduce that as well. Most importantly, I suppose it'll mean for the average consumer, that drawer that you have that's full of all the tangled cables, what goes with what and what goes where, that now you'll have one. And when you're buying your product, you can say you'll have the option of buying it without any charger because you have your charger. So that's the important development for consumers. I think it's just a sign that, you know, we can do more, we can be more efficient. And I know it's for consumers, I hear it a lot, very frustrating. You have all these cables and connections, and why can't something be done about it? Well, today what we voted on finally will mean that in 2 years' time it'll be standard across Europe, wherever you are, the one common charger.
How confident are you that the major communications producers, you know, they've been very territorial, wanting you to buy all their chargers with them, how confident are you that they will adhere to these rules and that they will roll out the common charger?
Well, I'm confident because it's rules, it's requirements. If you want to sell your products in the single market, in the European single market, well, they're the requirements. And, you know, if you're not going to do it, well, your product can't be licensed for sale in the European Union. Simple as that.